This week is a great secular holiday, one of the biggest holidays in the year, the holiday of Thanksgiving. So gratitude is a subject that is on our minds, or it will be this week. And I wanted to talk today about this virtue and how it fits into our religion. Because giving thanks to God is an extremely important part of our faith, and yet it's one that unfortunately a lot of people neglect, even a lot of otherwise devout Catholics. In fact, if there's one thing that is very often noticeably lacking, even in people who are otherwise good Catholics, it is probably their practice of gratitude to God. Certainly, people who are devout pray to God frequently, even daily. And even lukewarm Catholics will turn to God when they need something. But out of all of the prayers that are offered to God by anybody, how many of them are offered to God out of gratitude? Especially after people ask for some favor or they ask for some evil to be averted, how many of them come back and thank God? And if they do, how much time do they spend thanking God in comparison with the time that they spent asking for that favor from Him? Unfortunately, it's very easy to explain why this is so. We tend to be motivated by our own interest, by what we need and then what we want. And it's only the love of God that makes us thank Him. In other words, the reason we ask for things so much more than we thank God for them is because asking for things helps us, but thanking God, in a sense, benefits God, or at least is done out of love for God. It's only an act of love. And there's the story of the 10 lepers that are healed in the gospel that illustrates this. When the 10 lepers were suffering from this deadly disease, they saw our Lord coming into their town, and they poured out their hearts, asking our Lord to heal them. And they stood a long way off, so they wouldn't offend Him by getting too close to Him with their disease. They were very considerate. And then after they were cured, out of those 10 lepers, only one came back to thank our Lord. Our Lord was very saddened by this, and he acted as though He were surprised, even though, of course, He already knew what had happened. And He said, "Were not 10 made clean? Where are the other 9? And how many times have we done the same thing? If we look at our prayer life, and if we're honest with ourselves, we'll probably see the same ratio, that maybe 90% or more of our prayers to God are asking for something, and 10%, maybe less, is returning to Him to give thanks. So when we see that we're failing in such a simple duty and to such a serious degree, it's a good idea to ask then, how much are we supposed to be thanking God? And to answer this, all we have to do is read Scripture. In the Epistle to the Ephesians, St. Paul says that we are supposed to be giving thanks always for all things. And he wrote to the Philippians, he said, "Be nothing solicitous, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God." And this is an excellent formula for prayer. And he said to the Colossians that they should abound in Christ with thanksgiving. They should overflow with thanksgiving towards Christ. And in fact, St. Paul condemned the pagans by saying, he said, "When they knew God, they glorified Him not, nor gave thanks." So he ascribes the lack of faith to the heathens, to their failure to thank God when they knew that He existed and was their creator. We should consider that our life on this earth is a preparation for our real life in heaven. And yet, what will we do in heaven? We will praise God and we will give him thanks. What does it say in the Apocalypse that the angels and the ancients and all the living creatures say to God in heaven? It says that as they behold the beatific vision, they say, benediction and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and strength to our God forever and ever. Amen. And we ourselves, when we imagine what heaven is like and what we will be doing there for all eternity, please God, we are saved. And this is something that we should do as frequently as possible. Think about heaven. That's a great encouragement. But when we imagine ourselves there, what do we picture ourselves doing? We picture ourselves praising and thanking God for everything that he has given us, everything that has led to our salvation, all the graces that he gave us when we were on earth, all of the sins that he forgave us, everything that brought us to heaven. There have been many cases in which some holy person or some saint has been on his deathbed, and he has been given a vision of heaven. And he begins to hear the music of the angels and almost to live the life of the blessed. And when this happens to the saints, and it's not uncommon, what do they begin to do as they're lying on their deathbed? They begin to bless and to thank God. Even though they are in their hour of greatest need, they're approaching the moment of their death. They don't ask God for his help, but they begin already to thank God for his blessings. They are already beginning to live the life of the blessed. This happened to St. Paul of the Cross. He spent the last few days of his life lying on his deathbed, repeating the words of the Gloria in the Mass, saying, "We give thanks to thee for thy great glory." If thanking God is what we hope to be doing for all eternity, then certainly that must be something important, and obviously it's something that we need to do even in this world. And sure enough, Holy Mother the Church teaches us this same lesson. The Divine Liturgy in this world is, in a sense, a reflection of the adoration of God in heaven. So we look at the great act of worship of the Catholic Church. And what is it? It's the Holy Mass. It's the Holy Eucharist. And what does the word Eucharist mean? Eucharist is a Greek word that means thanksgiving. The very center of our religious life is called by the mystical word of thanksgiving. And why should it not be? One day all prayer will cease except the prayer of thanksgiving, which will continue throughout all eternity. If our relationship with God is restricted to just honoring him as our creator and as the supreme being, and asking for our needs from his infinite bounty, our spiritual life will be stunted. Of course, those things are important and they're essential. We need to do those things, but that by itself is not enough. If all we ever do is ask for things from God, then God becomes for us like a great supernatural vending machine in which you insert prayers and then you press the button of whatever it is that you want and you expect it to just come out and be given to you. That is not the sort of relationship that we're supposed to have with God. We are supposed to love God. And when we thank God for what he has given us, we don't just do it because we hope that that will move God to give us even more good things. That in itself is not a sincere form of gratitude. But we thank God because his generosity towards us moves us. It draws us to love him more. It touches our hearts. It brings us closer to God because we see his love for us and the favors that we're thanking him for. This is why we will thank God most of all when we are already in heaven, after he has already given us the supreme gift of the beatific vision. When God has given us as much of himself as we are able to contain, and we are so completely filled with goodness that we will be unable to receive any more benefits, and that we can't enjoy anything more than we are already enjoying God himself. At that point, our gratitude and our thanksgiving to God will be the greatest. It will be the least self-serving. St. Alphonsus makes an interesting comment about the practice of having pity towards God on account of the sins of mankind. He didn't mean this in a literal sense, as though God were literally suffering. But to think about God being offended by the sins of mankind is a very good subject of meditation. It's a very good form of prayer. But we should also have pity for God because of the ingratitude of mankind. Among us human beings, ingratitude is truly the worst and the most offensive thing there is. When we do something good for someone and they're not grateful, that is the worst possible insult. And yet that is what God is receiving from mankind all day long. Complete ingratitude. God has been so generous with each and every one of us, first by creating us out of nothing, redeeming us from our sins, and by taking care of us every day in his divine providence, and giving us so many spiritual and temporal favors that we couldn't possibly begin to count them ever since we were born. And all he wants in return is our gratitude and our love. And that is the one thing that we are not willing to give him. What is even worse than this is that usually we don't even think about this or don't consider it to be a sin because there's no specific commandment against this in the Ten Commandments. It doesn't immediately strike our conscience if we're ungrateful to God. And this is why there are so many good Catholics who keep the commandments and receive the sacraments and say their prayers, but who don't have a spirit of gratitude to God and don't thank him when he answers their prayers or forgives their sins. And yet when we do show gratitude to God, that gives him great glory. And that is what God wants from us. The spirit of thanksgiving has always been one of the great hallmarks of the saints. Their favorite prayer was always the prayer of thanksgiving. St. Lawrence Justinian said, "Whosoever should try to lay open all God's blessings completely would be like a man trying to confine in a little vase the mighty currents of the wide ocean, because that would be easier than to publish with human eloquence the innumerable gifts of God." And he goes on to say that even though we can't count all the good things that God has given us, we still have to express our gratitude as much as we're able to. What is even more interesting is what God said to St. Catherine of Siena. He told her that gratitude makes the soul incessantly delight in God. It frees mankind from negligence and lukewarmness and makes them anxious to please God in all things more and more. In fact, gratitude helps us as much as it glorifies God. St. Bernard said, "Happy is he who at every grace that he receives returns in thought to him in whom is the fullness of all graces." If we show ourselves grateful for all he has given us, we will make room for still greater graces in ourselves. And finally, Lawrence Justinian says again, "Only let God see that you are thankful for what he has given you, and he will bestow more upon you and better gifts." So when we are eating turkey and pumpkin pie this Thursday, let us remember that and not be too preoccupied by the cheap sentimentality of the world that surrounds this holiday, but rather think to ourselves that we have to be thankful to God for everything that He has given us before anything else. That is our primary and our most important duty. And pray God we will be doing it for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.